There was a restaurant that opened recently, and it is called Karma. But there are no menus. You simply get what you deserve. This may not be a good deal for a restaurant, but it does seem to apply mostly in our lives. If you remember years ago, there was a book that came out, You Are What You Eat. And it was all about being responsible for eating healthy foods, because whatever you put into yourself becomes part of you. It is incumbent upon us to eat healthily, be healthy. And we are very meticulous and fastidious. We have a great attention to detail. What we eat, how we dress, our hairdo, if we have hair, our jewelry, our perfumes and colognes. We care about those things. We have a great attention to detail. But the gospel reminds us that every word, every thought, and every action that we do are little judgments on our life. They become part of us. We don't have to wait for someone to do things to us, to say things to us, because how we respond and how we think become part of our present and future. We decide how we judge ourselves by every actions that you do. Be nice to everyone, even if you are the one needing help. If we saw someone on the road, on the ground, we would say there was an accident. Perhaps someone hit them, perhaps they fell, and we would immediately call in an emergency help vehicle, 911, we would get them help. But when someone hurts us, we often don't think that there is some internal pain that caused them to hurt us, because it's almost counterintuitive. When we are attacked, we want to defend ourselves immediately. But the gospel warns us, the way you react to violence and to pain is also you deciding how you want to live your life. And sometimes we are harsh to our very selves by what we do. And we say, oh, I'm so disappointed. It's so out of character. How could I do this or that? Well, the gospel teaches us to be merciful not only to others, but be merciful to yourself. Because the act of repentance, of changing your mind and heart, says this: people depend on me. People may look up to me. I may be a source of inspiration to others. So repentance is not about feeling guilty, about feeling bad, or even by hurting yourself by repeating your bad thoughts or actions. It is about us saying, God's grace is stronger than my weakness, and my repentance is not just about me. But if I get up one more time, if I try one more time, perhaps my brother, my sister, will be inspired also to get up and try. So in life, yes, we often get what we deserve, but not always. But we do get what we deserve when we choose how we think, how we speak, and how we act. You are what you do. So let us learn from the gospel to do well, to speak well, to think well, and to be kind to others, and even to be kind to yourself. Because if you get up and try one more time, the life you save is not simply your own, but everyone who looks to you for guidance and your friends who look to you for inspiration. Be kind to yourself. You are not just saving yourself. Slava Isusu Hristu!